Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning. Welcome back to News Radio 92.3. I'm Jennifer Harrison, filling in for Andrew McKay while he is off gallivanting.
I like the big word. I'm going to have to use that more with him.
Yeah, as long as you give me credit, I'm okay.
Oh,
with
I
that,
will.
John.
Trust me. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
And so today I'm bringing in a whole bunch of my friends so we can talk about what they're doing in their nonprofits and in the community. So, right now, I have Lindsay Cannon with the Escambia County Children's Trust.
Good morning.
Lindsay.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Bright and early. I got you up and at 'em.
Yes, you did.
And we also have Leslie Mickles with the Boys and Girls Club.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, yeah, let's get right into it. Let's talk about what you guys are doing. Lindsay, what's going on in the trust? Let's talk about the good stuff.
Well, there is a lot of good stuff going on. So we are just coming out of the holiday season, which there's been so many amazing things our nonprofits have done for children. And we're kicking off the new year with new RFPs and a new pot of money to push out into the community and programming. So we are finishing our first round of 3 years of contracts. So
wonderful.
And we've got about 42 right now.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So, yeah, so there'll be new opportunities coming up for out-of-school time programming within the next month.
Wonderful. Tell us some of the things that are some of your nonprofits. Like, what are some of them doing with that you already have, their grants and everything that you're already giving?
Absolutely. So we have a variety of different. So we've got about 14 out-of-school time programs. So those are programs that, like the lovely Leslie Mickles sitting next to me, provides. But those are after-school time. And so those don't not only involve enrichment, but also tutoring. We're very, very focused on being a partner in education. So our out-of-school time programs are aligning around those. We want those kids to be successful in school, and then come to us in after school and get that additional level of support that they may need to continue to do that.
Yeah.
So mental health programs, we have like the National Flight Academy, we have social service navigators in 20 schools. We've got a variety of different programming for that K to 12. We also have just recently worked with Community Health Northwest Florida to get an iBus going. So
awesome.
All of our kids in Escambia County will be able to get eye exams and glasses.
That's wonderful.
Yep. And supporting Head Start, too.
Yeah.
That's a new one. So
that's awesome.
There are a lot of federal cuts, but we're really looking to expand that and make sure that it's fully utilized. So we're partnering with Head Start, Early Head Start as well.
Wonderful. And it's so important for the kids because they're the future.
Well, and so, I think when we see that the graduation rate's gone up, all of that is correlated to that 0 to 5 population and being ready for kindergarten. So anything we can do to invest in that and our families, we want to do that.
Yeah, definitely. It's so, so important. Leslie, what's going on at Boys and Girls Club?
Well, we're in our out-of-school time programming. Yes. we typically call it after-school programming. And Boys and Girls Clubs, if most people don't know, it's not a daycare. It really is a youth development program. And so we try to cover every aspect of what it means to grow up and be a productive citizen here in our community. And there are Boys and Girls Clubs here in Escambia County all the way over to Walton County. A lot of people don't realize that. So we're serving thousands of kids across the coast, doing our part. Helping with tutoring, helping with skill development, talking to them about workforce development, careers, character development. So you name it, we probably have talked about it at Boys and Girls Clubs.
And what age group do you handle?
We've got kindergarten all the way up to seniors in high school. So it
Perfect.
Just depends on the location, but we will serve any school-aged child.
That's wonderful. And again, that's so important because getting the kids ready for careers early, at least just talking about it, and giving them those skills they need is so crucial.
Absolutely.
Well, we even do don't forget about your tours. Yes, yeah. There we go, the tours. Don't forget.
We do college tours, and we do allow middle school students to attend also.
Okay.
Because we want to plant that seed. We want them to be able to know what's out there. And so we allow middle school aged kids to go also.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll go all across the country.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Okay.
Well, I need to do a quick traffic on the fives right now. Let's see here. No accidents to report, nor delays. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Awesome. Sorry, I missed that one, John.
It's okay.
I was focused on my friends.
Oh, I know, right?
Nobody was looking at you, John. Sorry.
I know.
I saw a little hand movement.
I'm used to it.
Okay, well, do you guys have any events, anything like that coming up where you want to tell people about, whether it's a fundraiser or an open house or anything?
Oh my gosh. My friends in the marketing and development department at the Emerald Coast Boys and Girls Clubs would be so angry if I forget to mention. We've got two events, major events coming up. One is Shrimp and Grits.
Ooh.
And so please do, if you like shrimp and if you love grits, and if you love them together, oh my gosh. February 28th, it's going to be in Destin. So please check out BGCEC Foodie Festivals online. It's on all of our socials. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. And so you can come out. It's all for the kids. It's a fundraiser supporting Boys and Girls Clubs. And then our next one is Mac and Cheese Festival. It's going to be in March, and that's in Destin Commons.
Who doesn't love mac and cheese?
I know, right? And when it's prepared so many different ways, oh my gosh, mac and cheese overload, just more and more and more samples and samples and samples. Yeah.
It's a carbohydrate delight
I had some mac and cheese bites the other day that were flash fried.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, with a little bacon infused something, something on it. I was like, that is mac and cheese and bacon?
Okay. Oh. Okay, cook teams.
Okay. Yeah, add that to somebody's list.
Yeah, I know, right.
Yeah. So are these both, are multiple people cooking it and they're judging it?
Yes.
Okay.
So as a result of COVID, we kind of got into the food festival
way. I know, right?
And so what we started doing was bringing together restaurants in the area.
Oh, wonderful.
And they compete for they get literal prizes and some wonderful trophies. And so our shrimp and grits is like a little bowl of shrimp and grits. And those are trophies. And so you'll go into local restaurants around here and they'll have them posted. So all across the coast, we've got teams who will come in and compete. Who has the best dish? And so we have people's choice. And then we also bring in guest judges.
I love it. Well, if you need a guest judge, I'll be.
You know what?
I'll be happy to judge either of those.
I got
either of those events. I like them all.
Gotcha.
Yeah, those are. And when is the Mac and Cheese Festival?
March 10th.
March 10th. And they're both in Destin.
Both in Destin.
Okay. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, Lindsay, what else is going on with you? Any of your nonprofits have events or anything you want to share with everybody?
Well, I think there's ways to get involved. I love that you had Stacy Kostovecki on this morning. She's one of our grantees as well from Gulf Coast Kids House. We don't, as the Escambia Children's Trust, we are a government organization that grants your tax dollars out for services that are aligned, of course, with data, true data. I think that's one of the things people miss when they talk about the trust is they don't know. We're not just out here creating programs. We're actually looking at our community data to guide us in that direction.
To find what actually the community needs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not a wizard. I can't predict all of that. So we really do work together with a lot of people in our community to get that rich information. But our nonprofits are all on our website, and I think it's really great for people that are interested in getting involved with a nonprofit to go in and look at them, see what they're doing. All of them have fundraising needs. They really do.
Yeah.
Contracts, government contracts, whether that's fed, state, local, they don't cover everything. They just don't. And there are things that you can't predict. There are things that children need. And families need that you just can't cover through a traditional programming contract. So I would say get involved with them. Go to their festivals. Go to their food festivals.
Go eat.
I know the big one at Children's Hope Society is Soundside Splendor. I was there for 10 years, and That's an amazing one. They really do talk about what they do in programming there. Yeah. It's not just a food festival, too.
Yeah.
But there, and I know Costa Becky has one for Gulf Coast Kids Souls as well. So there are a lot of ways to get involved and engaged in nonprofits. But we ourselves do not do events. As your government organization.
Yeah.
We're that's at the office.
You're giving, you're funding.
We are making sure
funding everything so it can run.
Yes.
So,
and we just invite them.
Yeah.
Like Michael was a guest judge.
He was a guest judge. We had brunch fest
here in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah. I've been
to
that.
In the fall. Mm-hmm. And so
Michael Moore's our communications director. So, you know, he was like, darn, Leslie asked me to go. And
I got to be
a guest judge. We're like, oh, Michael, man, that's a tough. So I think it was a Sunday.
Yeah,
he was even like, no problem, I'll take one for the team.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Speaking of Sunday, mac and cheese is March 15th.
Oh, March 15th.
It's very early.
It's okay. March 15th. Either way, I'm putting it on my calendar so I can come eat. Yes.
I got you.
Yeah. Well, and that's what, you guys know I'm really big in the community. So you have to find what fits you.
You do.
What your passion is. Mine always follows with kids, education. I kind of fall into those lines. But find your passion. Go look at the Children's Trust website and find all the nonprofits listed there and figure out what pulls your heartstrings.
Well, and I think it's important. So, like for me, teenagers are kind of my thing. Like when I was in counseling and all that, I worked with homeless youth. I worked with foster youth, independent living youth. And so youth are kind of my thing. But you put me in there with the 0 to 5 population, and I don't really know what to do there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I know it's important.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that that's a really important thing for people to do that want to get engaged is decide what population of kids you feel like you match the best with and get engaged with that mission.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, I also volunteer with Ready Kids, who I have Christy on at 8. And that's my little kid Amari that I read to. We finally did a full puzzle. You know, I mean, it's, you know, but it's fun, though, because you're literally watching light bulbs click. So, and I'm sure you see that all the time, Leslie, with all your kiddos, because you have all the ages.
All the ages. That's the best part. Luckily, I'm good with all ages.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I've got a teenager at home, and I've got a 6-year-old at home. So I guess I'm just
you
well
got them both.
Prepared
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. I just love working with children. I love those light bulb moments.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite part, though, is when they graduate and you get to see what they become.
Oh, yeah.
The kind of adult they become. Yeah. And when they come back with amazing careers and they're amazing parents and really doing things in our community to really help others.
Yeah.
That's it.
And all those little things that they learned at your centers.
I know.
It's just little things can make such an impact.
And sometimes you're like, oh, God. I don't know what's happening here. But then when you see him like 5 years later, you were really listening to me.
Yeah.
You faked
it well.
That's my favorite part. Even when Lindsay was talking about data, a lot of times people may not understand, you know, the data and how statistics work. And for me, I like to tell people, come and see.
Mm-hmm.
We give tours.
Yeah.
And the magic is when you see the children to know that, okay, I saw a picture in the paper on the news, but is that really real?
Yeah.
And so when you can come in at any time and say, let me see what you're doing in the classroom. Let me see what you're doing outside in programming. Let me see what you're doing in yoga. Is it real?
Yeah.
Are you all really doing mental health counseling? And what does that look like?
Yeah.
For us, that's the magic.
Yeah.
When you can see, you know, a child getting help, learning to read.
Yeah.
Those things are amazing.
Yeah. What do you guys need volunteers?
We always need volunteers.
Okay.
So we're on a ratio of 1 to 20.
Okay.
And so some people might say, well, that's not that many. Well, it is when you got 20 different homework assignments.
It is.
Yeah.
And then especially if it's a new concept and they don't truly understand it, it's a lot. Now, luckily, thanks to support from the Children's Trust, we also employ certified teachers. And so a couple of hours out of the day, it becomes a 2 to 20 ratio, which is helpful.
Yeah.
But we always need folks to come in and help with, especially with homework.
Oh,
That time is really critical. And so if you're especially a retired educator or if you just have a love for learning and you don't mind children asking you a lot of questions, Boys and Girls Clubs is certainly the place for you.
So what do they, if somebody wants to volunteer, get a tour, any of that, what do they need to do?
So if they want to just get a tour, they can stop by the clubs at any time. We've got two here in Escambia County, at Montclair Elementary School, and then our traditional site is on H Street, right across from where the old
I've been
jail
to that
was.
One. Mm-hmm.
And so you can stop in there anytime in the afternoon if you just want a tour. If you want to volunteer, there's an application process. And we do require a background screening for the safety of our children.
Oh, yeah, of course. Anytime you're dealing with anything in the schools, Yeah, wonderful. What else, Lindsay? What else you got? Hold on
a second.
We got a little traffic. Got a good traffic on the fives.
Traffic on the fives. That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110. Everything is looking good this morning. No issues to worry you about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Come on, start. Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive, quality you can afford.
Tomorrow at 9:30, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Opening Doors of Northwest Florida to the studio. Executive Director Bruce Cady will be telling us all about the upcoming Point in Time Count, which is the annual national census of people experiencing sheltered and unsheltered homelessness. Volunteers are needed, and details will be discussed. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9:30 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning again. Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. I have two of my friends with me, Lindsay Cannon from the Escambia County Children's Trust and Leslie Mickles from the Boys and Girls Club. So let's close up this half hour with what else is going on, last minute things, how people can get involved, what you want everybody to know.
Well, I'll jump in. I think that one of the main questions that I get, and I love that Leslie said, Just come and see. Mm-hmm. But there are people that don't want to come and see, Leslie. They want to read.
That is
true. And I will tell you, we have just produced our annual report. It's over 200 pages, and it's full of financial information, demographic information, outcome information, anything you want to know about our funded programs. And you can go on our website, which is www.escambiachildrenstrust.com, and you can go ahead and look on the impact page. And if you click impact, you'll see it, annual report there. If you want to download it, you can download it from there. You know, we don't have them in print currently because
it's a lot of pages.
Big. There's a lot of information. But I think that is one of those things that we have really made a concentrated effort to really produce for the public. You know, they voted this in, and 60% of our population here voted to have this, and there's 40 that didn't. So we really do want them to see where their tax dollars are going.
Yeah, it's important, and people want to see where their money's going. So
absolutely,
definitely, yeah. All right, Leslie, close it up. What you got?
You know, I can agree. They're really holding our feet to the fire. I get to sweating sometimes because I'm really, really making sure that we got what we're supposed to have, that we're meeting our outcomes and our deliverables. And that's important because even as myself as a taxpayer, I want to make sure that we're being good stewards of the monies that we were awarded. We've talked about the festivals. We talked about the great children at Boys and Girls Clubs. If you want to keep up with us, you can keep up with us at BGCEC, BGCEC, Boys Girls Clubs Emerald Coast. That's our socials. And if you want to check us out on our website, it is EmeraldCoastBGC.com. And so, BGCEmeraldCoast.com. I am sleepy.
Well, listen, I am too, because mine's actually a .org.
Oh, my goodness.
It's EscambiaChildrensTrust.org.
Man, I tell you, anybody know Shervin Rossa? Boy, I tell you, tell him.
I know.
Tell Leslie, wake up. I should have had some coffee.
You're going to get in
That's
trouble.
That's what it was. I know.
You're getting in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble. Michael's going to get on me when I get to the office.
And I'm 12 years in, and I can't even remember the website.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jen. Well,
thank you, ladies, for coming in so early and telling us all about the good things going on.
Awesome. Right. Thank you for having us.
Oh, of course.
And our traffic friend over there, too.
Yes, John. Thank you.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Mike Johnson making history, becoming the first House Speaker to address British Parliament as the U.S. marks its upcoming 250th anniversary.
It is an objective and obvious truth that a strong America is good for the entire world, and a strong U.K. is as well.
This as President Trump threatens to tariff any ally that stands in his way when it comes to taking over Greenland.
We have to have it. They have to have this done. They can't protect it.
The president also sent a text to Norway's prime minister, tying his push to take over Greenland to his frustration over not winning the Nobel Peace Prize.
They have a board, but it's controlled by Norway, and I don't care what Norway says. But I really don't care about that. What I care about is saving lives.
Trump is scheduled to meet with business leaders in Davos tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. A bit of a chilly start to the morning. We've got 35 degrees right now, partly cloudy skies. We'll get to our full forecast with meteorologist Marion Cardwell, Caldwell from Channel 3, and we'll get that here in just a few minutes. First, our news headlines today. One person is dead after a fire at a duplex in Warrington yesterday. That fire broke out about 9 o'clock yesterday morning on Bremen Avenue off Gulf Beach Highway. A neighbor noticed smoke while taking out the trash. No one resident did make it out safely. A person on the other side of the duplex did sadly die in that fire. It took crews about an hour to put out the flames. $35 million project to renourish more than 8 miles of Pensacola Beach begins on January 26th. Santa Rosa Island Authority says crews will be adding sand from Fort Pickens to the National Seashore on the east end. 5 ships will be pumping sand from offshore. That project should be done by April 1st, just before spring break. The work is funded by the SRIA, Escambia County, the Tourist Development Council, and some matching state grant funding. The Pace High School girls weightlifting team swept 20 events at the District 1-3A Championship on Monday. The three-time defending state champions dominated both Olympic and traditional categories. Pace won the Olympic title with 117 points, 68 points ahead of runner-up Navarre. 7 Patriots won both events in their respective weight classes. The team will now host the 1-3-A championship on January 29th as they chase a fourth straight state title. An Atmore man looking for his missing cat apparently ended up behind bars on drug charges recently. Police found 46-year-old Dennis Softman hiding behind some bushes at a locked business on Robinsonville Road. Officers used a drone to locate him. They say they found several grams of methamphetamine and drug packaging items on him. Softman is charged with drug possession, paraphernalia, and attempting to elude an officer. Well, local residents want to stop any future drilling off the Northwest Florida coastline. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this story. He says a lot of people are now getting involved.
Concerned citizens and community advocates gathered at Pensacola Beach on Saturday to oppose the Trump administration's new oil drilling plan. The proposal extends oil exploration and drilling opportunities east from the Alabama line across waters extending the length of the entire panhandle of Florida. The area would bring drilling rigs to about 100 miles offshore of coastal Florida. Florida's congressional delegation now calling on officials to reject the plan to open drilling off the coast of Florida. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. And big news for Dolphins fans. Let the Jeff Hafley era begin in Miami. The Dolphins hired Hafley as their new head coach yesterday. He comes from Green Bay, where he used to be the Packers defensive coordinator. Owner Stephen Ross says Hafley is an accomplished coach with a proven track record as a leader and a motivator. New Dolphins GM John Eric Sullivan worked with Hafley in Green Bay. Sullivan said Hafley is a man of integrity, intellect, and great passion who players will buy into and play for. 6:35 now at News Radio 92.3, and let's check in with John Pickens, get a look at our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. That's right, no accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. If you're on Highway 29 southbound headed toward 9 Mile, you're going to see maybe just a few-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now checking in with Marion Caldwell. Get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Waking up to 20s and 30s once again here on our Tuesday morning. As we go into the afternoon, temperatures will reach those upper 50s with lots of sunshine. Temperatures fall back into the 30s and 40s going into tonight, making way for more seasonable weather into our Wednesday. But that's all ahead of increasing rain chances we're tracking through the end of the week and this weekend. I'm meteorologist Marianne Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
And right now we've got partly cloudy skies, looking like a beautiful morning out there. 36 degrees in Pensacola, 38 in Gulf Breeze, 29 the cold spot this morning. That's in Milton. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields jumped this morning as investors weighed renewed tariff threats from Washington that revived fears of a trade war with Europe. Yields on the benchmark 10-year Treasury were last seen trading around 6 basis points higher at 4.287%. The yields on the 20- and 30-year Treasury spiked, adding 9 basis points to trade at around 4.885% and 4.93% respectively. Oil prices are sharply higher as ebbing Iranian protests lower the chances of a U.S. attack. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $60.06 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $64.49 per barrel. Swiss pharmaceutical giant Novartis's CEO said he thinks the company has an agreement with the U.S. to shield it from tariffs. Speaking at Davos, Novartis CEO Vas Narasimhan told CNBC that its $23 billion investment in manufacturing was a moat against the levies. Futures are sharply lower by more than 1% on Trump's new tariff threats over Greenland. That's Your Money Now.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Okay, so you're a business owner, you have employees. You have to deal with things like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, managing HR, doing payroll. Not the most fun stuff in your business. I mean, you started a company because you wanted to repair autos, or because you wanted to put in HVAC systems, or because you wanted to give legal or medical advice. And, you know, doing this stuff is not what you get up in the morning excited about. In fact, it might be the kind of thing that you think, oh, why? Why, Andrew? Why would you talk about it? Okay, I understand. But guess what? There are some folks who do get up in the morning excited about payroll, or dental benefits. And it's the folks at Torgerson Consulting. And I know they're kind of weird, they're kind of nerds, but I like that because I like people who are passionate about what they do, and they are, and they're really, really good at it. We started using them about 5 years ago here at News Radio and Cat Country and ESPN Pensacola, and they've been fantastic. I mean, look, the marketplace for health insurance is what it is. They're not miracle workers, but I know that they've gone out and found the best plans available and made them to us so that we can choose. And one of the things that they did is they gave us choices. We didn't have that before. They gave us fantastic customer service that we hadn't had with our prior company. Torgerson Consulting, 433-9996 or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about Good morning. Welcome back to News Radio 92.3. I am Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay while he's gallivanting around. I'm just going to use that every time. I love that word.
I think you are. I really do.
Now I have with me Allison Hill and Natasha Sluter from LifeView Group. They're going to tell us more about what they have going on over there. And welcome in, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bright and early. It's good to see you this morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. I know. With makeup on, and we're dressed instead of being at the gym.
That's right.
Like we usually are.
That's right. Kind of messed up my routine a little bit this morning, but I'm
so sorry.
Glad for the opportunity.
Yeah, no routine messed up here. I'd still be asleep.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I could get you up and at them in this cold weather.
Appreciate it.
Well, all right. Well, let's dive right in. Tell us about LifeView Group and what's going on.
Yeah, so LifeView Group is a nonprofit headquartered here in Pensacola, and it's actually a parent company of 3 subsidiary nonprofits. Probably those names are more well-known than LifeView Group, but our 3 affiliate organizations are Lakeview Center, Families First Network, and Global Connections to Employment. Lakeview Center is a community mental health center, so we provide substance use mental health services for all ages across the full continuum of care, primarily in Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Walton County.
Okay, wonderful. And I know I've donated with Families First. I do that every Christmas. I donate some kids. So tell us about Families First and Global Connections too. What are those two entities?
So Families First Network, we provide foster care services for children, families who are involved in the dependency system. So we work with families keeping kids safe and working with families on reunification in our community, again, across the panhandle of Florida.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And then Global Connections. Everybody may not know about that one.
That's right. That is probably our footprint is more national with that division. We're in 15 states. And we provide services. We're primarily to the federal government under a program called Ability One. In exchange for our preferred contracting status, 75% of the labor is performed by an individual with a significant disability.
Oh, wonderful.
So we do food service and custodial. We have contact centers, IT services. So a broader range of services, primarily on military installations.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know about that one. Yeah. So that's wonderful.
Last week, I got to go to NAS and check all that out. It was really cool. It's amazing the work that goes on that the community doesn't know about.
Yeah.
Really
and,
cool.
And it's so important, too, for that, especially for that demographic that needs that. That's wonderful. So what do you guys have going on where the community can get involved? Like what are some events, some different things that the community could get involved with so that they would know what's going on? Maybe they'll find their passion with what they want to do.
I think definitely connecting with me. I'm the director of development. I'm new. I'm actually, this week is my 3 months, so I'm pretty excited, but also still very much learning. I am blown away by the foundation that these three entities provide for the community. I know the story's out there, but it's not at the same time. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be my job to connect that to the community and anyone wants to hear about it. I think without LifeView Group, this community would still thrive, but not. I don't think it would thrive as much as our community would have otherwise. Mm-hmm. But I think that go to our website, LifeViewGroup.org, and that's where you can find our social channels. We have an Amazon wish list, for support. And then we also have a newsletter you can sign up for as well. But, for me, again, it's just there's a lot of big gaps in our funding that we get. And so anything, financially that you could give is a big one. And again, I love to sit there. I'm trying to figure out our case for support to go and talk to you and connect to you, help us solve something. Mm-hmm. And there's so much that I'm still scratching the surface. So I'm still so much learning. So I don't know if Allison wanted to add anything to anything that I said there.
No, I think you got it covered.
Okay, good.
Brandon, we did just finish Operation Santa, at the holiday time. You mentioned that, Jen, and you helped out in a big way, making sure all of our children in care have celebrated Christmas. And so that was Natasha joining in, deep into the pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, we're
going to
do traffic on the fives real quick.
That's right. We've got one accident to let you know about. It happened on West Michigan Avenue and Marcel Drive. We're seeing roadblock in both the east and westbound directions, so be aware of that. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. So let's go back into Operation Santa, because I know that's a big one that I've done for a couple years. And I was able to connect you guys with the Marine Corps League with Toys for Tots to help fill some of those gaps, too. But a lot of people just may not realize the gaps. And that's where I know, Natasha, you're going to be big with getting that out to the community. Because something that Lindsay and Leslie and I were talking about is you find your passion. Mm-hmm. If you want to get involved in the community, but hearing about it, it may strike a chord with somebody. It may pull their heartstrings, be like, oh, I had that happen as a kid, or I know somebody, and it whatever it is. So how could somebody, can they get tours? Can they come talk to people? What can they do to get more information about where they can get involved specifically?
Yeah, that's great. And Natasha mentioned already connecting with her and getting information on the website. One of the things that I've been with the organization for 26 years. And one of the things that still, when I talk to people, they're like, oh, we had no idea you did this thing. We just did a presentation at Rotary last week on a program we've had for decades. And there were several people in the room who I know very well. They're like, oh, we had no idea about Project Search. So I think if you have interest in that behavioral health space or foster care space or employment, just workforce opportunities, we'd love to talk to you and just find out what that passion is, because I think that we can connect you with something that is meaningful to you. Because there's just, our organization is large and it's a little complex.
Yeah.
But talking with me, talking with Natasha, we can figure out, what that connection to your passion, to your heart is.
Yeah. And all of this is listed on your website. So somebody can go to, what's the website?
It's LifeViewGroup.org.
LifeViewGroup.org. And you can find out anything and everything about them. Get connected with Natasha. I'm sure she'll be glad to sit down and have coffee with you if you want to learn more about
what
everything. I know Natasha and I went through Leadership Pensacola back in 2013. So that, she reached out to me when she joined on, because I know a lot of people in the community. So that's where bridging that gap, just meeting these people and getting anybody that's listening, if you want to get involved or just learn more about it so you can spread the word.
Yeah.
That's why
I saw this opportunity, and I was just missing being part of the community as I was before, like when you and I did LEAP. So when I saw this and I started digging into it, I'm like, I was just shocked by all the work that goes on, and then just the underfunding that's happened.
Yeah.
And, and they're touching lives every day, and the teams are so passionate about the work.
Yeah.
So I've been really blown away. I mean, it gets me in my feels where I'm like, am I going to cry today? You know, I'm like, geez. Like, first weekend, Allison had me cry, and I was like,
yeah,
okay, I'm supposed to be here in a good way. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just because we are, it's such a great culture, and everyone really cares about each other.
Yeah.
And I love the mission, the vision, and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's been a wonderful 3 months, really life-changing for me. And
yeah,
really digging in, and then not realizing, again, how much service they provide community. Even when we can't fund it, we take
right.
care of people. So.
Right.
And in my email, too, if you want to reach out, too, it's natasha.sluter. It's really the longest email ever. natasha.sluter at lifeviewgroup.org. So, again, reach out anytime in that, in that vein of it, too. But we have they definitely can come in the tours and there's because there's so much. I've just been blown away because there's people that we're taking care of that are living in our facilities, and that needs a lot of help, too. So.
Yeah. Well, and people don't know what they don't know.
Right.
So if you don't tell them, how would they know about it? So
And I think that's why Allison – you know, created this role and brought me on board for those reasons, obviously to help with those gaps, but also to tell the story, you know, and the marketing team's done a great job. I mean, they really have. Kelsey's really done a great job on she's our marketing director of building that foundation and that work. And I'm building onto that.
Yeah.
But that's what as I've been out, people are like, oh, wow, I didn't know. And then I'm able to fill them in on what just a little bit I know. Cause again, I'm still only 3 months in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then, you know, getting out to those people you already know, spreading the word. I mean,
right.
That's
like,
how we got connected.
Yep.
So
a lifesaver. You definitely saved my life on that and got me connected.
Well, and I mean, and I love to do it. I just know people, so I connect people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
the kids
kind of where my passion is.
Yeah.
So it all, you know,
health,
kids, all the things. So, and then, you know, and then Allison and I go to the gym together. So, you know, we don't talk shop all the time, but I know, you know, we do. So,
but I know when I need something, I know who to ask.
Exactly. So, but that's why I wanted to bring all my friends on today. So,
yeah, we love that.
Right, John?
Bringing
in my friends.
Yes, that's right.
More fun that way, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, do you guys have any events coming up where the community can buy tickets, be involved, show up, anything like that?
You know, we usually pause a little bit after the holiday time because Operation Santa is a huge effort and a huge time investment. So right now it's a little bit quiet.
Okay.
And so again, I would suggest the one-on-one outreach.
Okay.
So that we can kind of connect that way.
Okay.
The spring, there'll be things coming up. I know that Natasha's working with some community groups who want to host some activities for some of our young adults.
Okay.
But there's always opportunity. You know, the thing that I love about the organization is there's big opportunities, but there's also small opportunities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have sometimes people who want to volunteer to take some of our adult clients fishing.
Oh, wow.
You know, we have a need for like food gift cards. Some of our programs go and connect with kids in the school. And so they might take them lunch. Our state and federal money doesn't pay for food and that kind of stuff. And so a lot of times our team members are taking that money out of their own pocket. And so somebody who's dropping off a McDonald's gift card, you know, like that makes a huge impact as well.
Yeah.
So there's big ways and there's small ways. And in every single way of being involved makes a difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell people when they, you know, how can I get involved in things? I'm like, the littlest things make a big difference. So even if it's a $20 gift card, that buys lunch for a couple of people that one day.
That's right. Because in that school program, you know, our team is trying to connect with those young adults who maybe don't have a lot of trust with people.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you guys. When I need to have a hard conversation with my kids, it's usually over food, over. I mean, my kids are older, so maybe it's a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So you have to do little things sometimes to build that relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I definitely say gift cards and then go on our website and see our Amazon list, especially with the kids coming into care. They need things, you know, and you'll see the list there and you can kind of look through that and see. You know, I think financially too, in that way, events wise, I'm going to convince Allison we're going to get there at some point. Maybe it's not a big event, but maybe it's something where we celebrate. But that's, again, I'm working on those things. So I'm excited about that. But I think for me, it's just that. And I diapers, I mean, if those type things. And then there's some larger gaps. But again, we'll drill into that as I get, you know, more comfortable in the role and what we need to do. Like, what's the most urgent thing? But right now, it's definitely financially and to what Allison said. Gift cards are a big one. We haven't actually talked about this yet, but drives. And then they've done them at like Easter baskets for foster kids. And then back to school supplies. That's a big one.
That's a big one.
So, and I know Channel 3 does a good job with that too. But that's something, it's a need for us as well. Because we have a large amount of kids in there coming in and out of care. And then even kids in, you know, at Lakeview, they, you know, there's definitely you know, things they need as well. So that's the immediate, you know, urgent kind of needs in the way. But in the bigger scope of it, I mean, we were definitely underfunded in that way.
And it would be kids from 0 to 18 that fall into the foster care. So.
And actually through 22.
Oh, okay.
We have a young adult program.
Okay.
So you know, and those young adults obviously have different needs. They're looking for pots and pans and sheets and towels, all the grown-up things that aren't quite as fun, but they certainly
But they're in need, though. So
that's right.
And I did struggle with that during Operation Santa, just because it's not fun. Like for people, you know, people want to buy for smaller kids.
Yeah.
So that one's one I struggle with, like emergency kits for their cars, you know, that type of thing. So anything like that. We'd love to have
Now, are those things that all year round you guys can collect that for, even for Operation Santa? Like you can collect all year round?
You could donate financially now and or say, hey, we had some leftover gifts from a drive we did. We'll take them. And it's a combo to that. It's, yes, Operation Santa, but also sometimes these kids are sitting and waiting and like seeing what the next step is. And so we have toys they can keep their mind off of what's going on, kind of thing too. So yeah, it's pretty much 24/7.
Okay, now back to John for traffic on the 5.
That's right. Wow, what an introduction on that one.
I was paying attention.
I was like, wow. Okay, so we have an accident right now. We're still dealing with on Michigan Avenue and Marcel Drive. Again, if you're going eastbound on Michigan Avenue, you're going to expect some delays as they try to get that off to the side of the road. Other than that, we look good. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye.
Good morning again. I am Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And with me this half hour is our Allison Hill and Natasha Sluter from LifeView Group. So Allison, you said you have a good story about the work and how it makes a real impact.
Yeah, well, I actually have so many stories. you know, our mission is helping people. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple. It's very straightforward. And I see examples like every single day. You know, I have people ask me sometimes how I can do this work, how our team members can do this work. Because some days are hard. You know, sometimes bad things happen and the work is hard. But then I get emails or I get letters or I run into somebody at the grocery store, and I hear about the success stories. So I got a letter not too long ago from an individual who went through our Friary program back in, gosh, it had to be the early 80s, before my time with the organization even, so mid-80s maybe. And they were going through some materials that they had, and they found a poem that they wrote why they were going through treatment for addiction. Mm-hmm. But the closing part of the letter was the best. You know, that individual was celebrating, I guess it would have been, 30 years of sobriety plus. And he just said, the Friary saved my life.
Yeah.
And those stories are just, they're what matters. They're what makes a difference for somebody to take the time. Because, you know, obviously I wasn't in this role. I wasn't even part of the organization. But that individual took the time to write me a letter, to find me, to write me a letter, just to let me know the impact that our team had. And, you know, words like saved my life, that's pretty impactful.
That's very impactful. And I know from not experience with the Friary, but my boyfriend is now 2 years, 2 months sober. So I've seen it. And it, if something can change your life, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and if your staff and team had a, even if it's before your time, like that lives with them forever. Like it literally makes it, I mean, it makes them who they are now, and they would not have been there. So that's amazing. That's,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, the team is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I work with,
and it takes a team.
The best yeah. people.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being on. Anybody has anything they want to learn more about, go to lifeyougroup.org. And yeah, check them out.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
The American House Speaker addresses British lawmakers. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
It is a profound honor to be speaking in Parliament today, to be the first U.S. Speaker of the House ever given this honor.
House Speaker Mike Johnson a few hours ago saying the world needs a strong U.S. and U.K. working together amid new trade tension.
We've always been able to work through our differences calmly as friends.
This as Britain and other European allies consider retaliating to President Trump's new tariffs for opposing a U.S. takeover of Greenland. It's now part of Denmark, but overnight the president posted an AI image on Truth Social of him planting an American flag in Greenland with a sign, U.S. territory established 2026.
President Trump later today will be going to the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. The president says he spoke with the Secretary General of NATO, Mark Rutte. Trump says Rutte committed to finding a way forward on Greenland. Trump says he told him that Greenland is imperative for national security. Only the U.S. can secure it, and that there can be no going back.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House. Adding to the trade tension, France's president is critical of a Trump-created board of peace to oversee the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire. President Trump told reporters late last night,
what I'll do is if they feel like Costco, I'll put a 200% tariff on his wines and champagnes, and he'll join. But he doesn't have to join.
This is Israel demolishes in Jerusalem. Headquarters for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. Israeli forces also now at a Palestinian trade school. They can hardly believe it, but they're celebrating in Indiana a college football national championship.
This is an awesome moment as a Hoosier. I'm a junior at IU. They sucked my freshman year. But they're amazing now, but I love them always.
Indiana football never even won 10 games in a season, but after beating Miami 27-21 in the national title game, they finished a perfect 16-0, led by Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Fernando Mendoza. He scored the game-winning touchdown.